From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. If you follow the Washington State IHME model of COVID-19 cases, you'll see the projection for testing in California is going steadily up, with the estimated infection projections going down. And data is driving the state's stay-at-home decisions, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. So some California businesses have opened over the past few days without the green light from the governor. Some, though, will be able to open at least with a yellow light as of Friday. The governor said yesterday data supports moving forward with what he calls phase two for the retail sector.
Let me be more precise about what I mean by retail. As early as the end of this week, you will have the capacity as a retailer with the modifications and the guidelines we set forth on Thursday to begin to reopen for pickup clothing, bookstores, music, toys, sporting goods stores, florists with Mother's Day coming up.
So the businesses will have to go through a certification process and safety protocols have to be in place. Even then, at this point, it's only a curbside reopening. Tina Ferguson is the owner of Face in a Book Bookstore in El Dorado Hills in El Dorado County. And this change in rules will apply to her. Hi, Tina. Glad to have you on Insight today.
Good morning, Beth. It's great to be here.
So tell me about hearing that bookstores was on the list of stores that can possibly reopen partially on Friday.
It's a catch-22. So we've actually been doing curbside for a few weeks now just because we needed to do something in order to keep my employees on the payroll. And we needed to keep the employees on the payroll in order to be able to get the payroll protection plan. So it's kind of like these multiple things that have to kind of all work together in order for us to stay viable. And so we've been doing curbside deliveries for a few weeks. We've also been doing home deliveries in the afternoons where we actually take the books to our customers' homes. And that's worked out pretty well for us. But
what?
So, I mean, having the capacity to do it, you know, well, and to do it under, you know, the governor's okay is great.
What will be different for you then, assuming you get the certification by Thursday and then can move forward somehow on Friday?
I think what will be new for us is that we will actually be here in the store longer than we have been. So I've just been coming up just in the morning just to do a couple of things, kind of get, you know, some orders processed. But with the governor's okay with curbside now, we can be in the store longer. We can do more advertising about the fact that we're doing curbside. And it'll be great.
Do I understand then that you did apply for and receive some PPP money?
Oh, I applied for it, but didn't receive it. I applied at three different financial institutions, two of which actually never got back to me. And one who did get back to me and said that I was qualified, you know, to receive the funding, but they didn't get any funds to give out. So, you know, I've done all that I can do, and it has not happened for me to receive that funding, unfortunately.
Yeah, but following the rules in the meantime, just in case you would, Tina, will you describe your store a little bit? It's compact and bright and inviting, but say a little bit more about how many books you carry and the kind of customer traffic you have.
Sure. So we are an independent bookstore here in El Dorado Hills. We have 1,800 square feet of selling space and approximately 8,000 different titles in the store. We are a general bookstore, so we have all new books in all different categories and genres. We have a really vibrant and robust children's section as well as nonfiction and fiction. We have been here for 8 years now. We missed our 8-year birthday just because we were not open. But we have, you know, six active book clubs. We reach out to our community and we work well with our local schools. And so we've really become, I think, a pillar in the community of a place to go to have good discussions about books, a place to go to learn something new. We bring in speakers and authors quite often. And so I feel like we've become a real permanent fixture here in our community, and it's been really great to see the support of our customers.
What's happened then to your business over the last 2 months?
Oh, yeah, I'm down 40% in sales. So that means that, you know, I'm running a bare bones operation. I'm coming in the mornings myself. I don't pay myself. I come in and do as much work as I can. I need to keep my employees on the payroll because a couple of them are the, you know, they're the breadwinners for their family, and so they can't afford not to have a salary, and I can't afford to lose them. So, you know, we're working with what we have, trying to keep things in place. Our community has been really supportive. They've been calling, emailing, you know, reaching us through social media, and it's just been really positive. So that's been really a great opportunity to connect with them when we're not able to physically.
Readers and writers, even though they're connected to books and the written word, are very social people with each other. There's a real vibrant relationship. And I think just the gap in that right now has for some people been, you know, one of the real difficulties of this time period.
Right. Yes, it's true. It has been difficult, and you know we're in communication with our authors here locally, and so we're trying to bridge that gap as much as we can. You know, here at the store.
Okay, so you will be curbside. Will any people be allowed? Any customers allowed on a limited basis in the store as of Friday?
You know what? It all depends on what comes down Thursday. So we're waiting for the guidelines and the outline to come. And as soon as we get that, then we'll have a much better idea of how to proceed.
Long term, what do you think economic recovery looks like?
I think we're going to bounce back better than ever, to be honest. I mean, I'm pretty much an optimist by nature anyways, but if the indication of the outpouring of support from our community is that we're going to be better than before. You know, people are saying, hey, you know, Amazon's not delivering books next day. Amazon's not willing to talk to me about recommendations for my children. You know, you guys are here. You guys are active. You guys know what we need. And I think that that's going to be something that people will remember and be drawn to after all this is said and done.
Well, you have a great positive spirit, Tina. Thanks so much for checking in.
Good luck
Friday and beyond.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Really great to talk to you. That's Tina Ferguson. She's the owner of Face in a Book bookstore in El Dorado Hills. We'll post a link to it on our website. Ashley Gall is on the phone right now. She's the owner of Rise and Redemption Clothing and Toy Store in Vacaville, which is in Solano County. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
So tell me about hearing that clothing and toys were on the list of retail reopenings when the governor talked about it yesterday.
I honestly had found out from the phone call from you guys because I've been actively working in my store every single day. And so it's been such a crazy experience that when I heard the news, we had already been doing curbside pickup for about the last 2 weeks or so. But to hear that there is a movement going forward was exciting to hear.
Say a little bit about your store, the size of it, the customers. And I have to tell you that one of my favorite items is in your clearance offerings. It's the T-shirt that says, "Be a good human."
Oh, yes, yes. So my store, we like to call it a little shack because it's actually its own little hut. Almost in downtown Vacaville. And we sell anything from men's, women's, and kids, family-oriented store. We are all about the support small movement, though I do have a lot of local makers, startups that try and sell their goods out of my store to see how they do. I support a lot of, like that T-shirt that that you love. They are actually out of the East Coast, but a lot of mom-and-pop shops I seek out that are more trend-based, fun stuff for kids that you can't find, you know, at Target. Keeping it fun for, like, younger parents, gifty items. I have amazing candles. It's kind of like its own little small movement gift shop.
Yeah, those giant kid-sized dinosaur-shaped crayons are really fun, too. So how hard have you been hit by the shutdown?
I was hit pretty bad in the beginning, but I just by nature am a very positive person, so it really just makes, as a small business owner, you really have to think, well, what do I have to do to make an income? And so with that, I am fortunate enough that I can really sell and hit the online market harder than I had before, and that's exactly what I did. I literally worked probably 24 hours. I tried to take Sundays off, but really just pushing the sales through the internet. And I was offering, and I'm still offering, free shipping and exchange, which is why I started to do curbside pickup when I saw how much I was spending on free shipping.
Did you apply for any PPP money? Did you receive any sort of loans or relief?
I did. I applied for a couple through a couple lenders for the PPP and still have not gotten anything. As far as I'm aware, with the update that my bank that I primarily bank through for my business is that they're still processing applications. So I have not gotten the red flag that the funds are gone yet, like last time. So I'm trying to stay hopeful because obviously that would help quite a bit. I think the biggest concern for small businesses is that the green, or it's a yellow light right now, but it is moving in a green direction, is that, you know, we've been selling all of our goods online or however way possible, but now that these warehouses and places are opening, what funds are we going to be able to use to restock our stores and to, you know, to keep going once the green light is on? And so that's kind of, you know, we have spent all of this money on keeping our businesses afloat from Bill's perspective, and then with no relief, and then now we need to, you know, fill our buildings with merchandise so that way we can sell when we're open.
How many employees do you have, Ashley?
I have three.
Okay. And so what is Friday going to look like for you compared to how it's been over the last week or two?
For us, we're going to be open longer as far as the curbside pickup window times availability. I've kind of kept it at a small window. Obviously, seeing what happens on Thursday, what the guidelines are, would kind of forecast what our weekend looks like. But I've been in a position to basically I'll do whatever it takes to get, you know, the customer their item. So I left my store last night at 8:45. So, you know, you really have to put in the extra effort if you want to pay the bills at this point.
Well, whether the light is yellow for a while or green, at least it looks like it's moving off of red for more and more people.
No, definitely. And if anything, I think that there's a very large small business movement as far as awareness in communities that people are really realizing what these families do for their community, what they provide. And I just hope that that movement continues, you know, once everything reopens one day. That people still kind of keep that movement and shopping small and supporting your local family.
Well, thanks so much for your time. Good luck in Vacaville.
Thank you.
I really appreciate visiting with you. Thanks, Ashley.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's Ashley Gall, owner of Rise and Redemption Clothing and Toy Store in Solano County. We'll post a link to it on our website. Jim Rellis is on the phone now. He's the owner of the legendary Rellis Florists in Sacramento County, the city of Sacramento. I should add that you've been an underwriter on CAP Radio. But hi, Jim. It's really great to have you on Insight.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Tell me about the stay-at-home time for your business. Was Valentine's Day the last big holiday for you?
Well, we've been, yes, we were very fortunate that things hadn't gotten worse, even though maybe I would have taken that we could have nipped this in the bud a long time ago and didn't have to go through all this. But we had a really great Valentine's. And then in March, the beginning of March, as things came out more and more that we were going to have to shut down, and then we started the California growers were starting to shut down, and our suppliers to get flowers to us were shutting down. We decided to give away all the flowers we had, and so we did that around March 19th, and then we came back. And then our suppliers said, oh, we're going to shut down. So we got more flowers. We made special trips and got flowers from them. And we gave more flowers away. And on Tuesday the 24th. And then they came out later in the day with new regulations from the California State Floral Association, the Cut Flower Commission, saying that the growers could ship flowers. So we just decided we were going to still shut down. We weren't sure what was happening. And then as the week went on, finding more and more growers were shipping. So we opened back up March 30th. And it's been a kind of roller coaster ride, trying different new things, trying to work with what we had with flowers and trying to support the California growers. So that's worked out pretty well. We actually had a pretty good Easter. I was really surprised. And then the Administrative Professional Employee Appreciation Week was pretty good. And it's just kind of up and down. We're very fortunate that we do have a good presence on the web and that we're getting a lot of orders on the web. And then we've always had telephone, and most of our orders come through telephone. And so we had a real small staff up until this week, May 4th, where we had about 7 or 8 people. And we normally have about 22 people. So I've been delivering, doing whatever it takes, and seeing some new country that I haven't seen in a long time around the Sacramento metro area. So that's been interesting for me. And the staff all pitched together. And so there's a lot of confusion as far as what's essential, what's not essential. And I felt so sorry for, just the toy store there and the beauty parlors, the barber shops, the gift stores, all of my midtown neighbors that couldn't open up, and even the restaurants that were doing very, very limited business. And so I'm so happy to see things are moving in the right direction with the governor's notice, with the county health department director's notice, that things I think are going to keep getting better. And it's a new world, a new norm. And it was pretty depressing there at the 1st of March. I got to tell you, I was really worried. And we're not out of the woods yet. And I think we're going to have a good week this week. But I think still the economy's not coming back full. And I think there's going to be a big drop next week. And slowly then, as the restaurants open and more stores open, I think it'll start coming back. But it's going to take a while.
How much is your business down, Jim, over the last, say, 2 months since early March?
As of yesterday, we were down about 32% compared to last year. So, which I don't think in all retrospect is too bad, considering, everything. But our overhead is down, and it's, like I said, we just have to do what we can to survive. We did apply for the PPPL loan, the L's the loan part.
Right.
And we didn't get it the first time, the first go around. And we applied for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And we didn't, I finally got an email last week. We're in the queue for that loan or that grant of $10,000. And then we did get accepted on Saturday for the PPL. So I sent all the papers in. Now I got to go back and hope, because there's so many emails trying to check, did I do everything correctly?
Right.
And,
Yeah, getting one of those emails or notification or the stimulus check, any of those things feels like such a big lifeline right now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think all of us small business people have to be so careful that we follow all the details right down to the bottom main thing. I mean, you know, the old saying, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's and make sure you're doing everything correctly, because, you know, they say it's, if you do everything correctly, they're going to give it to you as a grant. If you don't, then you're going to have to pay it all back. And I just don't want to see the small business people, and maybe there'll be some new legislation, but come, you know, 9 months, 12 months, a year and a half from now, and the IRS said, or the Small Business Association, you didn't do it correctly. You owe, you know, in our case, $125,000 back. It's now a loan at 1% interest, which sounds great. But so everybody has to be very careful, and we're going to try to triple check everything to make sure we're following everything right to the law and the rules.
Jim, one more question. What's going to be different for your business on Friday, assuming you get the certification? You know, you find out the rules Thursday and you're following them. What does this do for your business? And I think you have such a phenomenal business. You're giving flowers to people, which brings so much joy. And right now, so much gratitude for everything that's happening. But how will you shift?
I think this is going to be a tremendous boost for, I think, the morale, I think, for the small business community, because then they can see light at the end of the tunnel. And even for the public, they'll feel, you know, even better that they can support, you know, small business. And I think it's just outstanding. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck to you. And all the florists just in time for Mother's Day are going to be opening, at least with cautions and modifications still open. So thank you so much, Jim. Yeah. It's great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to be on. Bye.
Good luck and take care. That is Jim Relis, the owner of Relis Florists in Sacramento. For a summary then, with a few more details about exactly what's happening, here are remarks yesterday made by Dr. Sonia Angel. She's the California Public Health Director.
So just to reiterate which industries this very first part of Stage 2 will include, it is expanded retail with curbside pickup, and then associated manufacturing and supply chains for that retail. What does that mean? Well, it means other retail places like bookstores, clothing stores, florists, sporting goods stores, all of those will be available and open for curbside pickup, along with all of those individuals who are working in manufacturing related to those types of areas now will have the opportunity to go back to work. But remember, this is with modifications. That means we want to make sure that both the workers and the customers are safe in these settings, which means that there will be modifications to ensure physical distancing and making sure that the unique circumstances of those workplaces will be addressed. And so for that, guidance will be coming out this Thursday to provide additional information and assist industries that are making those changes to make sure that all of us are safe as we move into this early next stage. So what's not included in this early next stage, but still is in stage two, in this very opening, we're not going to go immediately to opening offices, for example. We're not going to go immediately to seated dining at restaurants. We're not going to be opening shopping malls at this time.
So those steps are still perhaps weeks away, but there's more coverage of this announcement at capradio.org, and the state is pointing to Thursday for more details. The governor, meanwhile, holds another press conference today at noon, and you can hear it live on Cap Radio. Up next, sleep expert Dr. Lydia Whitress on sleeping and dreaming in the midst of this pandemic. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.